Fantastic question. Who made who? It's AC/DC here on a first day. Dog and Joe show. Now to this morality test. And we're going to take this test. We're going to find out how moral we are. But this test was given to a high school group of students back in Ohio. Okay. Sarah Gillum, 35-year-old language arts instructor at the Hilliard-Bradley High School in Ohio, was placed on administrative leave pending the results of an internal investigation because of this test that she handed out. And what the school district has said is, last night we were made aware of this classroom activity that should have never taken place. We absolutely share the outrage of our parents and community. So she's suspended. Okay. But this test, this morality test that she gave these students, had questions that revolved around the topics of incest and puppy killing, to name a few.
I mean, I can't believe that. I can't believe they would turn that loose on a teacher in the in a high school age level where they're so impressionable like that.
So what they did is she handed the test out. The kids, they took the test, and then the parents got pissed. And what Prince Albert did is he found this morality test the exact same place she got it. And I thought, you know what? Instead of going through all these test questions as to what the kids saw, let's just give them to you. You can play along with us, and we'll see how we fare. And again, we're not in high school.
Yeah, take it as adults.
Yeah.
You know?
And how do you answer these things? So, let's go through some of them here. Let me bring this up. Okay. And thanks again for Prince Albert getting these. First question. We'll kind of start you out easy, too. Sarah gets drunk in a bar and makes out with two strangers at once. You got to take the questions at face value. Okay. Face value. Albert, Sarah gets drunk in a bar, makes out with two strangers.
You know, Sarah's an independent woman.
And hold on, I got to tell you this. This is based on a scale of okay to moderately okay to not okay.
Can we, excuse me, before Albert answers, can we ask any questions when you say we got to take these at face value? So are we allowed to dig in a little bit about Sarah? Are we allowed to dig in any deeper when you ask?
I don't know Sarah. What, you think I know this chick? I don't know this chick. I don't even know what bar she's at. I don't know what city this is. I don't know what year this took place. I don't know what she's drunk on. I know nothing about. I don't even know if these two strangers are they athletes, are they karmic. I don't know.
Oh, it doesn't even say what gender they are, if they're male, if they're female.
I don't know yet. Sarah gets drunk in a bar and makes out with two strangers at once. Morality test. Not okay. Okay.
Albert, I would go with moderately okay, just based upon she is a woman, she could do what she wants to do, but it's just not safe to just be drunk out in the open, kissing other people. You don't know what they have, whether you could contract. Uh-huh. So just based upon that, I would say it's moderately okay, because you could do what you want to do, but, you know, you want to be safe. You want to be, you want to make sure that you're okay in those type of environments where you're not vulnerable.
And I'm going to throw this out there, because all of us here on the show, including Dana two times over, we're all parents.
Yeah.
Prince Albert has a daughter. Joe's got a son. I've got a son. I want you to remember this. You go to an Applebee's, your neighborhood bar and grill, right there in the title, bar and grill. So Sarah gets drunk in a bar. Well, she could be in an Applebee's.
Mm.
Let's say, Albert, you're out with your daughter and your wife and you're at Applebee's and you see this going on. Joe's laughing, but this is legit. Let's say Sarah's in an Applebee's neighborhood bar and grill, and she's kissing two strangers at once.
Oh, that certainly changes things.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Moderately okay still, Albert, or not okay?
I would say I would lean more towards not okay, just because that is a family environment.
Yeah.
So, you know, you should conduct yourself in a family environment way.
Okay. Joe, Sarah gets drunk in a bar and makes out with two strangers at once. Not okay. Okay.
Well, my original answer was going to be okay. Sarah could be, I mean, doing a lot of other things.
Uh-huh.
She could be getting naked on a bar top. She could be going home and actually, you know, having sex with these guys.
Yeah.
Keeping it contained to just making out with two people at a bar.
Uh-huh.
I agree with Albert. You're going to want to be safe and all that, but that doesn't seem too badly.
And I like this at once scenario, you know, because it's like as if she's in the middle, and it doesn't say if she's kissing two strange dudes, two strange chicks. She's in the middle of this big kiss fest, though. She's just going back and forth, kissing both of them at the same time.
I'm
going
to say it's certainly going to draw some attention. So when you throw in, it could be in an Applebee's. I mean, that's an eyebrow raiser.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
There. It
okay.
Really is.
So, okay, not okay, moderately okay, where?
I mean, I'm guessing moderately okay. Yeah, that's okay to me.
Okay, so you and Albert, moderate, okay.
What about you?
It's fantastic. Not only is it okay, I think that that should be the cover charge.
Okay, yeah, of course he does.
Assuming this isn't a neighborhood bar and grill, this is a bar, and they're not serving food. Yeah, I mean, kiss the two strangers at once. And again, two guys, yeah, okay, that's a little weird. Hopefully it's two chicks, and it doesn't say that. The only thing I don't like about this is I don't know a chick named Sarah.
You're going to go all the way literal.
Yeah, yeah. I want to be a stranger with Sarah.
Yeah, he's going to take it all the way at face value. High school kids, that's getting asked to.
Yeah, yeah, high school kids. Here's the thing. I'll answer truthfully on that. Yeah, at a bar, it's okay. You take it to an Applebee's. I'm going to watch it for a little while, and then I'm going to tell the waitress, hey, you might want to pipe Sarah down over there. She is really rambunctious. You know?
I'm wondering how long that takes place at an Applebee's. You know what I mean?
I guarantee they'd be serving some good damn, what do they call those things, riblets?
Yeah, remember they had them dollar margaritas? That must have been on dollar margarita night.
Yeah, we better knock those up to $2, man. Sarah's out of hand. Second question, morality test.
Okay.
Test given to high school students in Ohio, legit.
Crazy.
Carl's soccer team is squaring off against another team against another nation. Carl sings along to the other team's national anthem instead of his own.
Oh, really? That found its way on there, did it?
Not okay or okay?
Who you want to go first, me or Albert on this?
Go ahead, Joe.
I'm guessing he's a grown-up. Is that what this is? He's playing grown-up soccer?
Yeah, it doesn't say Carl's an adult.
Yeah, that's right. We got to take this at face value, don't we?
It's a pretty mature name, though, Carl.
Yeah, yeah. Although you do say it's a pretty mature name, but I've heard Carl Houston reference to some pretty immature activities on this program.
Carl's our favorite listener.
I got to be honest with you. I am not a super huge politically active individual whatsoever, but I do love my country. I do love America. I'm happy to be an American. I think that's probably a little weird.
Okay.
You'd sing someone else's national anthem.
Keep in mind, it doesn't even say where Carl's from.
That's right.
So we don't know if he's an American, if he's from Venezuela. We don't know.
I'm going to assume with the name Carl, he's probably from Ohio.
Yeah. Carl not from Zimbabwe, is he?
No. I don't think so.
No, fair assumption there. So you're saying that that's not okay.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think that would, if I saw someone doing that, I'd be weirded out by that.
Okay, and Albert?
Well, I would say it would be a little odd for somebody to know another nation's anthem.
Yeah.
But, I mean, based on the question,
yeah,
there's a lot of things you could poke holes into, right? Because he knows somebody else's anthem, which, and it doesn't say if he's American, so that
kind of sounds like he's already a treasonist.
Working his way towards it.
I know no other national anthem from any other country. I really don't.
I don't even know the first word to another anthem. Not even Canada's.
No.
Zero. Oh, isn't it O Canada?
Yeah, there
that's,
you go.
That's actually, I do know the first word.
You committed treason.
To it. Yeah. Yeah.
But, I mean, I would say it's moderately okay just because in this country you have the freedoms to do what you want to do. So if you want to sing along to somebody else's and don't want to sing along to ours, that's your freedom to do so.
Okay.
That's you.
All right. So you're saying moderately okay.
We're not a dictatorship. You know what I mean? This country's not a dictatorship. We're not supposed to just stand up and just do what everybody else does. We have the freedom to do whatever we please to do.
Okay. So
I wish there was a moderately not okay instead of just a no.
And you can make it a moderately not okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There is a scale that these kids could vote on, and there's a range of like 1 through 5, meaning not okay to okay.
Yeah. So, I wouldn't say it's a horrific act, but it would be, you know, frowned upon.
Okay, then to me, this is absolutely not okay. It is a horrific act. It's a form of treason, and Carl should be fired from the soccer team and no longer allowed to travel to other countries if he cannot properly represent the country in which he plays. That's where I'm at on that. That is not okay, never okay. So not only did he not sing our anthem, he sung along with theirs?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, you know what, Carl? You want to play soccer and sing their anthem? Go to them. In fact, not now, yesterday. Take your jersey off midfield. If I'm the coach, I'm ripping his jersey off. I'm beating him with it, and I'm going to whip him until he goes over to the other side, and they put his jersey on, and then he stays there. If he's got kids back in the States, he stays there. He doesn't get on the bus. He doesn't get on the plane. He's left to the wolves. You want to sing the Venezuelan national anthem and not ours? Welcome to Venezuela.
Now, see, I would think there'd be a lot more Americans that would feel that way, at least those that are politically active and, you know.
But you don't even have to be politically active. Just being a patriot and being a solid square dude and loving your country, man. Carl, you missed the bus, bro. You're not coming home with us. Next question.
Take his jersey off and whoop him with it.
Yeah. Okay. So there's a private all-male club feminists take them to court, demanding that they open it up to women.
Mm.
Is that okay or not okay?
Private all-male club.
So it's the question is it okay that they're taking them to court, or is it okay that there's a private all-male club?
Good question, Albert.
Yeah, I guess in this case it could go both ways, but do you agree with the feminist group taking them to court, demanding that they open it to women?
I completely agree with that. I don't think
I don't think
anything should be
gender specific.
Yeah,
or gender or race or whatever it may be. Like it should be open to whoever wants to be able to go inside. I think you could be geared towards somebody, right? Like it's like this is supposed to be for men, but we're still open to everybody.
Sure.
Okay.
Right? So the things that go inside there is for men. And
so
if you're a woman,
just
you're just going to be left out.
This has come up quite a bit, and I think the only one left is over in the Thomas. So you want to see guys, Albert, serving you chicken wings and orange short shorts and suntan colored nylons?
I knew you were going to bring that up.
You want guys serving your wings at Hooters?
I was set. No.
Well, there we go.
But,
I've never actually had one do it, so I'm not sure as to how I'd feel about it, but you know, just thinking about it out loud, probably not. But I've never been served wings by a man.
I've been to the beach, and I've been to beach huts, delis, and stuff like that where there's surfer guys with no shirts selling me a chicken sandwich. So actually, I would have no problem doing that because you go to Venice Beach, there's people with no shirts on, San Diego guys with no shirts on and flip-flops giving you food.
They're blowing this thing up, too. This is pretty good, too. This just came to me. What about that male or two male cheerleaders on the Los Angeles Ram cheer squad?
Oh, yeah.
There's two guys out there, and they're out there dancing with the chicks.
Is that right?
Yeah, we talked about that.
That actually really went through and is happening. They're sending them out, huh?
Yeah, they were dancing in Oakland.
I did not know this.
Oh, yeah, that guy, he's like a big deal. He's some dude, and he's out there, and he's dancing with the chicks.
That's a little odd, too, but go ahead and get it, bro.
I don't think it is, because in high school, you have male cheerleaders. I had a couple friends in high school that were male cheerleaders.
But the dog said he's not doing that. He's not. This guy here isn't one of the razor-uppers. He's out there with the pom-poms.
Oh, he's the pom-pom.
Right?
He's doing the exact same choreographed dance that the L.A. Ram female cheerleaders do. He's not throwing the chicks 50 feet in the air.
Yeah, he's not one of them beefcakes.
Yeah, he's not the beefcake guy that's catching him and throwing him in. He's doing a routine, a dance. He's flash dancing out there with these chicks, and it looks awkward.
It's a little odd, but I mean, go get it, brother. If he wants to do it, go do it. Yeah, I mean, it is a little, I'm not going to lie to you. I think it's odd for anyone to see. We've never seen that before.
Yeah.
So it's weird.
Each person has their own preference if they want. Like, I may not want to watch a guy dance, because that's just me. I just don't want to watch a dude dance.
But you don't want to take it away from other guys that may.
That may, right? Or somebody that wants to do that. If that's what you want to do, go ahead and about do it.
I always find it fascinating a man can move his body in those positions and forms and fashions.
Mm, you must not have seen me, huh, Joe?
You got the groove, man? You got the dance?
I just want you both and the others out there, the other River Rockers, to think about this. What would it look like if a guy at Hooters came up and he had orange shorts on and he had suntan-colored nylons on and he didn't shave his legs and you've got all that guy hair mashed about his legs with the nylons encasing him? Is that something that's going to conjure up an appetite?
No.
I'm just going to put that right there.
No, it's not. I wish you wouldn't have, because I assume that if you're going to work there, you're going to shave your legs.
But with
not
Hooters,
not going to try and sandwich your hair in there.
Yeah.
But isn't Hooters considered not a regular restaurant where they're considered like entertainment? And with entertainment, you're able to technically discriminate, right? Because it's like movies. Movies, you have a certain role that you need this person. So
what you have is you have jurisdiction to artistically convey a message, a theme, a story.
Is that right?
That's what they fought with for years. But every so often, there's some guy that wants to go serve wings at Hooters. And he takes him to court and he fights him. And typically, they lose. Although there is one state or a couple locations that have male servers.
Wow.
And I go back to this. This all changed, and it all happened when Bob Barker let go of the Price is Right helm, and he gave it to Drew Carey, and they put a guy out there without a shirt sitting on jet skis with the Barker Beauties. There's a guy that is a pricing model now on the Price is Right, and they're giving him more damn time than Emanuela or the hot blonde on there. He's showing up a lot on the daily episodes, and it's too much. I'm here to tell you, that's wrong.
I choose not to watch that show, but I'm forced to because Dog loves it, and it's on in our office, and I'm going to have to agree with you. I do see that fella on there quite a bit.
He gets the spotlight now.
Shirtless sometimes.
Oh, yeah. He's always shirtless. And even I think Drew Carey likes it, too.
He's shirtless?
Oh, God. Now, that's too far. So, you think that's okay, Albert?
Yeah, I think it's fine.
Joe, where are you at? Should the feminist group take them to court demanding that they open it up to women?
Because we made it a double question, I'll say this. I think that all groups now, if you're going to make the big deal that they do, and I've always felt this way about, you know, places of business and whatever else, if you're going to have a group, a public group, a public what have you, it should be open to everyone.
Okay.
I don't know why you'd want to exclude or hurt. But on the latter of that, I'm not such a sue happy nation guy. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't know if you need to sue. Maybe they could sit down and talk it out over a coffee or something.
Amicably agreed to, yeah. And right. Again, remember, at the beginning of this, it is a private club. Okay, so it's not public. Oh. It is private.
Oh.
It is private, but the women, they demand that they open it up to everyone.
Well, it could be a private club, but evidently people know about it.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. No, absolutely not. There should be things for women only, men only, absolutely.
How come?
Because you don't need to be commingling with each and everything you do. If guys want to go to a golf country club, or they want to go to a smoking club, or they want to go to a bourbon bar, and it's a guys only, members only, male club that's private, it's private. That's the way it is. You don't need to be here. Start your own private women's club or a commingled club somewhere else. You want to drink whiskey? You want to smoke cigars? You want to do... Okay, start your own club. There's nothing stopping you from starting your own club. Guys need to be with guys, and women need to be with women. And when they want to be together, they are.
I've always thought that to be such a weird thing that men would have... These clubs or even buddies. I'm sure your buddies will say the same thing to you. Maybe for you it'd be golfing or looking at a car thing. For me, it might be riding motorcycles or whatever. Oh, the girls can't come with us. That's a guy's trip. It's all about for the guys. Why can't we have girls with us? What's the problem? Why can't you have a girl in your club? Why can't you take a girl to the racetrack or a girl out motorcycle ride? Why has it always got to be an old guy trip?
If you want to, then you call your buddies and say, hey, we're going to go on a date. We're going on a date ride. Hey, we're going to do something with the women this weekend. Hey, we're going on a motorcycle ride with our ladies.
That's ludicrous.
So everyone ponies up and the ladies get on the back, of course, and then you get on your motorcycles and you all ride together and you have a couples ride. It's a couples retreat. But when guys want guys time, guys should have it. They want guys club, they should have it. Women want women club, they should get it. There's nothing wrong with having separate sexed clubs to
well,
me.
You say
especially if they're private.
As if it's like dainty. There's girls out there throw whooping on you playing. Maybe they'll smoke a bigger, fatter, longer cigar than you can, or take down a little stronger whiskey, or beat you in golf. Yeah, there's a girl out there. You met her when we through our travels with the radio station. She whooped my butt on a motorcycle. That girl Lisa from Yamaha.
Yeah,
I mean, there's girls that could do anything.
Okay, and again, I don't want them in my club. I've got enough guys that are beating me at my club at golf. I don't need chicks doing it too.
Oh, even so there's more the real reason. Secret. That's what. Okay, yes. Now I've learned something today.
We got some more questions. These are going to get juicier. This test was handed out to Ohio high school kids, yeah. And they get rough. These kids are kind of the tame ones. These are fun, but it is a morality test. We'll do these. We'll come back, and we'll answer some more. Hang on.